This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. The local nurseries are filled with Fraser firs, balsam, pine, and spruce. You learned all about the different types last week. Before you choose your tree, it's a good idea to measure the area you plan on placing it. You may think you're good at eyeballing it, but once that baby's in the house, you do not want to cut it. I have friends that did that once. It wasn't pretty. Chainsaws indoors are never a good idea. Keep your tree away from heat registers, radiators, televisions, computers, fireplaces, space heaters, and any other heat source. These will speed up evaporation, cause moisture loss, needle drop, and create a possible fire hazard. You know where you're going to put your tree. Now you need a gallon-sized water stand that's big enough to fit your tree and filled with warm water, ready and waiting. Before bringing your beauty into the house, take a half-inch straight cut off the bottom of the trunk to reopen the tree to take up water. This is an important step to keep your tree healthy and fully able to drink. Christmas trees love water. If the water level drops below the fresh cut, it will reseal and your tree won't be able to take up water. Check the level daily and don't add anything to the water. One old adage had people putting sugar in the water. It does nothing but attract the dog, the cat, and curious kids. Research has shown that plain old tap water is the best. Oh, I can hear the sounds of Gene Autry as my mom used to play that album while we decorated. My personal favorite? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Or Here Comes Santa Claus. Or Sleigh Bells. Or, well, you get the idea. Check out GardenBite.com for more information and find Garden Bite on Facebook and Twitter too. Send me your comments, questions, or suggestions for future Garden Bites. Share your Christmas tree story on my Facebook page. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.